This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Colby Martin. Colby is representing the town of Burnsville, and he's with us to talk about the Evening of Patriotic Celebration. Welcome, Colby. Tell us about the Evening of Patriotic Celebration.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for allowing me to be here today. Yes, this event is an extension off of the Lions Club Full Day Celebration on Town Square. The town of Burnsville is sponsoring an evening of entertainment starting at 5:30 p.m. And now, since the 4th of July falls on a Wednesday this year, the town is holding its annual celebration on Saturday, June 30th.
Tell us who's going to be some of the featured talent.
Well, we're very fortunate this year to bring some of the most spectacular acts to Town Square. Mountain Heart, one of the most exciting, widely known bluegrass bands, will be performing to the public. Most people around these parts know the band fairly well. But when I was doing some research on the group, I was astonished at the talent this six-piece group brings to the stage. Some of their musicians are just absolutely amazing. Critics have labeled the mandolin player of Mountain Heart to be one of the most influential mandolin players in the last decade. You know, he's played with Dixie Chicks in concert, as well as Alison Krauss in Union Station. Their new guitarist received a standing ovation at the Grand Ole Opry when he debuted with Mountain Heart earlier this year. And Barry Abernathy was voted Banjo Player of the Year, as voted by the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music in America.
Mountain Heart, they're a terrific band, and they always bring lots of energy to their concerts.
Yeah, well, they played it to a sellout crowd at the Burnsville Town Center last year. And we feel that people are going to have to get in pretty early to Town Square this year because it's going to be a great event. Oh, and this event also is absolutely free. There's no admission whatsoever. This is the town of Burnsville's way of saying thanks to its wonderful citizens. It's our aim to gather as many Burnsville and Yancey County residents and visitors together so that we can celebrate the independence of our nation truly as a community. And I'm looking forward to seeing people that I hadn't seen all year on Square and listening to some great music. Now, the entertainment starts at 5:30 with Ron and Minnie Powell. Now, I know Ron Powell wouldn't mind me mentioning this for him, his absolute gratitude and exhilarance to be opening for a band like Mountain Heart. Ron and Minnie and the Lucky Streak Band will do an hour-long set before Mountain Heart opens. Ron and Minnie will be playing from 5:30 to 6:30. They always bring a good crowd in, and they're terrifically talented, and I always love to hear them play. So that's Ron and Minnie and the Lucky Streak Band from 5:30 to 6:30. Then the town will be handing out free bomb popsicles and playing music from 6:30 to 7:15, and then Mountain Heart will be opening at 7:15 to 8:45. And then, of course, to top it all off, the finale will be Yancey County's fireworks display, which will be fantastic like it is every year.
Oh, that's quite a schedule.
Well, it wouldn't have been possible without the amazing support of our community members, leaders, and area businesses. Bald Creek Tractor and Equipment, Country Cable Vision, Earl Ponder Trucking, Eugene McIntosh, Max Masonry, Heritage Lumber, Mountain Air Country Club, Robertson Design and Sign, WKYK, WTOE, Yancey Funeral Services, and Yancey Common Times have made it possible to bring this celebration to the town square absolutely free of charge.
We've got our fingers crossed, but in the event of rain, what happens?
Well, the concert will still be held, but it will be at Mountain Heritage High School. But keep track of the website, www.burnsvilletowncenter.com. There will be determination there. But unless there's rain, it's on Saturday, June 30th, starting at 5:30 on Town Square. So bring your lawn chairs and come early. There will be food available.
All right, let's do it one more time, Colby. Dates and times for this celebration, the evening of patriotic celebration.
That's June 30th on a Saturday. Saturday, June 30th from 5:30 till dark.
All right, it's all free, too. Everybody come out and bring a whole family to this patriotic celebration. It should be a fun time. Our guest on Close Up today, Colby Martin. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.